Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly cloudy through early afternoon, then gradually clearing with a high near 35. Breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 23. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 51. And in the news for today, following his State of the Nation address this evening, President Joe Biden is planning to be in Madison on Wednesday as part of a speaking tour aimed at touting his economic successes and the creation of jobs, which continue to grow nationwide. Biden will be traveling with Vice President Kamala Harris and an entourage of his administration to Wisconsin's capital. Biden is also expected to officially indicate whether he will run for a second term around the State of the Union. The 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin was won by Biden by a narrow 0.63% margin over then-President Donald Trump, who had won it in 2016 by another slight margin against Hillary Clinton. The Republican National Convention will be held in Milwaukee for the 2024 general election. In an article published by the Atlanta Black Star, Kyle Rittenhouse is requesting donations after a federal judge ruled last week that the father of one of the men he fatally shot can move forward with his wrongful death lawsuit. Rittenhouse killed two men in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the Jacob Blake protests on August 25, 2020. Blake was shot 7 times in the back by the police and left partially paralyzed. Rittenhouse, who was a MAGA supporter, used an AR-style rifle to fatally shoot 2 unarmed men during the protests. He later claimed he wanted to protect the businesses in the downtown area. Rittenhouse shot and killed 26-year-old Anthony Huber and 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum. He also shot and injured 27-year-old Gage Grosskreutz, who was armed. All 3 of the men had chased Rittenhouse, believing he was an active shooter. Rittenhouse claimed self-defense and was acquitted on all counts in November 2021. Huber's father, John Huber, filed a civil lawsuit over his son's death following the acquittal. Again, this report comes in part from the Atlanta Black Star Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.